All right, so welcome everybody to the new episode of Capes and Scales.
Oh my God! Woo!
Yeah.
Ow!
Oh, come down, everybody! Party,
studio audience. It's
party,
crazy.
Oh man, jeez, paid so much to get in here.
Oh, the canned laughter.
Oh my gosh! Someone just threw underwear at me.
I think that is a great idea for an episode. Not the underwear thing, but a can.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
A canned laughter episode?
Yeah, right. I can see that.
We will use some canned laughter, some
Yeah.
Don't worry, I've got plans. Don't worry. This is already up here.
Planned laughter. The only kind
it's the
of
best kind. The best kind.
Jeez.
So, it's episode 47.
Oh my God.
Whoa. We're almost at 52 where we have to reset again, right?
We'll reset. We'll probably want to. It's a good time to reset.
And then rebirth will happen.
And then convergence.
Guys, I remember the first episode 52.
I know.
I was there. We need to have an episode 52 subversary.
Whoa.
52 diversary. How do you say it?
I don't know, but I like how you say it, so it doesn't matter.
We'll go back to what you said.
Yeah, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm looking at things. Don't look at me. I'm looking at things. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's great. Everything's fantastic.
It is. Speaking of things coming back again, do you know what it's almost time for? Once again?
Shady's back? Back again?
No. Nobody likes that.
Tell a friend?
No.
No. Christmas.
I mean, yes, but no.
No?
No? Leander, do you know?
Things that are
is
bad.
The Eisner Award.
Probably, yeah.
You know how much we love you read the Eisner Awards in that sultry voice.
It's the only way I can get aroused anymore. Actually...
Yes, I was like just repeating YouTube's clips of Tim reading the Eisner Award nominees.
Oh, God. Hold on, baby, hold on.
Hold on.
Hey, man, whatever works. Whatever works.
Oh, man. What is it time for back again?
Well, what is time for back again is the Golden Leanders.
What were those?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
I remember talking about them, but I don't remember what they were.
Like, right. I'm going to go
Steven
home.
Steven Sajic, I remember, was going to get
he
one.
He definitely got one.
Yeah,
we're
going to
dip
why.
You in gold.
Yeah.
It's our yearly award show. Hooray!
Oh, that's great.
All right.
That's great. Did you prepare for this?
Like, yeah.
We're not doing it now. I'm saying it's coming back.
Oh, it's coming back.
Okay, great.
This is the teaser that it's coming back and get ready and get pumped. And
yeah.
I hate you both. All right.
Can't wait. Love the Golden Leander.
Has it been a year since the last Golden Leanders?
It's almost a year.
About to be, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
We did it in December, I think, right before Christmas and everything.
For the
all...
big storm, 2015.
Yeah.
Big storm.
I got my horse stolen. Richard J. Patreon.
Callback to our Patreon, peoples. By the way, we're on Patreon, which is good. That's something new that we haven't talked about on the audio podcast. On the old-timey
listening machine.
So patreon.com/capesandscalespodcast is where you can find us. There's all kinds of fun things, different tiers and levels. You can give us all your money if you like.
Yeah, you can gain levels.
Yeah.
And beat the game.
Yeah. That's right. You win. You win.
You are the winner.
There is a secret tier, but I'm not going to tell you how to unlock it. You just got to send us an obnoxious amount of money.
Yeah, you just got to keep throwing dollars into it, you know, and it'll show up. It's kind of like Westworld. You just got to keep
just doing. Do it. Just do it.
Yes, correct.
What was that?
We're not like? Really.
Sometimes I like the silence. The gold comes out, but you know.
But sometimes it doesn't.
Guess not.
Doesn't at all.
We are on Twitter at Capes and Scales, capesandscalespodcast.com. You can email us, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube. Our YouTube's been growing pretty steadily. If you want to see videos on drawing and board game reviews, unboxings, comic reviews, all that happy stuff, it's all on there. And also, this episode's sponsored by StarfallWebcomic.com, because we appeared in a webcomic.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yes.
That was cool.
It was a good good pull for us. They were happy, we were happy. So
it's like, and we were on a big tractor trailer.
Yeah. We were. It made me so happy.
What was in there?
I know.
Business cards for Boots and Scouts.
Yep. So many of
forever.
Them.
Forever.
So many business cards in the back of the trailer.
I was just happy to have a big rig of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it all went to hell. Oh, God. We can turn the page. Oh, no. Yes, we appeared on multiple pages.
That's awesome.
Yes, our truck did not
survive. Didn't make it?
It was a plot device. Thank them for that. So make sure you check them out.
That was an important logo.
Yeah.
It absolutely was.
Mm-hmm.
So Starfall webcomic, check them out. They're also on Twitter. They're everywhere. Check them out. Support them. It would mean the world to them. And then more plug. We've just done so much since we've actually had an audio episode. For example, I appeared on Ryan Hates Movies again for the Halloween episode, Pay the Ghost. Whew.
Okay.
You're going to get like some Pavlovian response to hanging out with Ryan Young. You're just going to be like, hey man, you want to go out for a beer? And you're just going to be like, oh, so many bad movies. Oh, can't do it.
I know, because I'm the first three-peat. Oh, it's not good.
No.
It was, I'll spoil a little bit, because it's been up for a little bit. It's a Nicolas Cage movie. And guess what? He's not the worst part of the movie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Also, I want to do a shout out to Superliminal Films, because we appeared on a bunch of their Poor Man's Process episodes, and their new Memoirs of the Macabre is out now. They did one episode this season, and they put a bunch of money into it, and it looks really nice. So support them with that. And Lou,
yes,
you have something coming out soon, do you not?
What do I have coming out soon?
Something you're working on, right?
What am I working on?
Are we not plugging the thing you're working on?
What am I working on?
The thing you're about to go back and start working on?
Oh, start working on.
Yes, that thing.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not... That's not even...
That's under wraps.
So what?
That's under wraps.
Under development. He can't talk about that. He has to talk to his agent first.
All right, well...
Nothing that glorious, I assure you.
It's super glorious. So yeah, and we're gonna
more news to come on that.
Oh,
we'll
coming.
Be...
Yeah. So,
Timothy,
what? Family.
What?
This is a family-oriented podcast.
Sweet Jesus, no.
Sweet
not.
Jesus.
Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. Sweet. Criminy crackers.
Sweet Christmas.
Sweet Christmas. I was wondering why we were saying that. Sweet Christmas.
And Lou and Leander are gonna do a review of Doctor Strange soon. We're gonna do it next. So we're gonna put that up soon.
Okay.
All right.
Just pull back the curtain a little bit. Yeah, no, it's going to be fun.
Preview.
Yeah. And I will be, for any creators that are going to be at New Jersey Comic Expo on November 19th or 20th, I'm going to be there as press for Caves and Scouts.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
Congrats, bro.
Whoa. So if you want to be like, I don't like this person, I'll totally put it up on the internet for you.
Yeah, we'll do anything.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's fine.
That's awesome. That's another thing we can sell on the Patreon. Just trash.
Trash talk?
Trash people. Like, you know what? Kicking a little money, we'll talk trash to you wherever you want, pal.
You really want to know what Frank Miller thinks of, I don't know, what would be something really weird? Like Dom DeLuise. That has nothing to do with anything, but I kind of want to know.
But it's kind of interesting,
it's
right?
So random.
Right? Kind of like, tickles your fancy a little bit.
When did they meet? I don't know. Must have been on like RoboCop or
you
something.
You got a problem? Come to Capes and Scales. We'll air it on the airwaves for a nominal fee.
That's right, for the hidden Patreon thing.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Oh, good.
That's so good. So, Smut peddlers.
Yes. There we are. That's why we're not a family show.
Yeah.
We're going to get, like, you know, young, like, not preschool, Jesus Christ. Teenage kids that are going to...
I don't know.
I was looking for a different word.
Is this a good sentence to finish?
Just, no, I was...
running through the filter.
Yeah,
well, now it's gone too far. I can't bring it back.
Preschool.
Preschool. How does a sentence about preschoolers end well on this show?
Should we just leave it alone? All
right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Moving on.
Yes. Moving on.
Well, you both turned on me. All right. Well, I have nothing before we start the news, so...
You have nothing?
Before we start the news.
Oh.
So, Leander...
What?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? How have you been?
Yeah.
Been
a while, so. I feel like we're ignoring the fact that the three of us are back together. I feel like we're ignoring that whole situation.
All right, let's talk about it. Reunited! And it feels so good.
That's it, I quit.
What?
I was on this is why we mostly. Broke up. This is why the band broke up.
Oh, that didn't take much, shit. Did it?
Nope. Oh, man. I don't know. Everything's great. I mean, I get to be hanging out with you guys. That's all I care about. So
all he cares about.
That's it. So, yeah.
Feels good.
Feels good.
Right.
Feels good to be back. Feels comfortable. Mm. Feels like, you know, it's like that Sunday cuddle in the bed kind of situation. That's what it feels like right now.
That's a very pleasant visual.
Yep.
You know?
That Sunday morning cuddle. That's
Sunday
the best.
Sunday morning cuddle.
That's what this is like. So,
do you get up from that cuddle and make pancakes?
God, I'm hungry for pancakes.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
I'm hungry for pancakes. I told my wife. She's like, what are we making for dinner? I said, you're making pancakes. I'll be back later.
Oh, wow. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jeez, it's probably not how it happened. It was probably like,
please,
want, honey.
I would like some pancakes,
please.
I want
to do my podcast. So just so do whatever you need to make you happy. Take some you time.
No, it was pretty much, you should make some pancakes.
You don't need to impress me with
it's fine.
You know.
Yeah, there's no alphas here.
Yeah, come on.
There's alphas. The minute you're not looking, you're both getting teabagged.
You're trying, but
yeah, it's
you know,
okay. It's
not all right. Convinced.
It's all right.
It's okay. You don't have to throw your wife around to make us impressed.
No, it's fine.
It's fine. We like you for you.
That's
we
right.
We like you for your intellect and your, you know, non-threatening friendship.
Yes.
Status.
Yes. Very Care Bear-ish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little bit of Jigglypuff.
A little bit.
I'm broken now. Aww. I'm broken.
You shouldn't be broken.
Oh.
Yeah, so anyways, that's life. So, what?
This what? Is... Word. Are there words? That's life. You're like, that's life.
That's life.
We didn't really say anything.
I just was hoping you were going to quote, like, Conan or something.
No. Aww. Yeah, we're not going to talk about this, but
I feel like we're going to talk about it.
But the elections is
we can't talk about that. That's we don't want to
the elections
alienate
are...
potential donors.
No, of course.
Yeah. Donors, what are they donating?
We accept Patreon. All people. All right. We accept all people all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, big election coming up soon. That's all I'm going to say. So this will probably be out after the election, but
most likely.
I would say just nonpartisan.
Uh-huh.
Just go out there and vote.
That's it.
Unless you're voting for the person I don't want to vote, in which case stay home.
Well, I feel like, so that's why I made the statement that this is going to be out after the elections, because there's no point in saying that, because it's already too late.
I was just kidding.
Oh, you were generally just saying.
I was just kidding.
In a couple of years, you guys should
in
vote.
In a couple of years, you should vote again.
You see all the mistakes you made tomorrow?
Hindsight's always 20/20, folks.
Mm-hmm.
No,
leave it at that.
We're
not
going to get
too
political.
Yeah, no, we don't do that around here.
No, we're not here.
Nope. All right, Lou, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Yeah?
Well, I'm hungry for pancakes.
Me too.
Yeah. A little hungover.
Mm-hmm. From what?
I played a show last night.
Oh, that's right. That thing I didn't get an invitation for?
No, this was a different show.
Also,
don't even act like you were going to drive 2 hours down to Cape May to come see my show.
I was.
Dude, you were in Cape May? Yeah, we were in Cape May. Is that where you were?
No.
Like, bro, I was right around the corner.
Dude,
Wildwood
Crest.
Should have texted me. Well, fuck me. I didn't know everyone was going to be in Cape May yesterday.
I was confused, and I felt like you were nearby. My left testicle was itching really weird, and I was like, Lou must be near.
You're like, but no, this is Cape May. You can't possibly
no,
be. That
Cape
might be
May.
Jock itch.
Yeah, it might be. There's a cream either way.
Yes.
Just kidding. You need to play sports to get jock itch.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
I think I could pull it off.
I think I could pull off a sport.
What would be the sport?
Dodgeball?
Video games. It's in the Olympics now.
Is it in the Olympics?
This is the E Olympics.
But the E Olympics are not regular Olympics.
It's a different vowel at the beginning of that word.
Yeah. Is it called the E Olympics or the E Olympics?
E-O. The E Olympics. E Olympics.
E Olympics. that's fine. I support that stuff. You know, if you want to have the StarCraft Olympics, sure.
Oh, I think it's awesome. But yeah, it's not the Olympics.
It's cool, but I gotta say that I've really been jonesing for like games. I'm really busy with school and work and stuff like that, and I get that bug to play some Magic or something, and just I don't have time to do it. So you know, I turn on Twitch. And watch other people play Magic. And
really? When I first
saw people watching people I didn't know playing Magic on Twitch, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, this is so dumb. But now I kind of understand it a little bit. Gosh. Now I'm kind of like, oh, I wish I could play a little bit of Modern today. Well, I can't, but what I can do is go on Twitch and watch someone else play Modern.
Really? That's a thing?
That's called an addiction.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Or just sad. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You gotta see that Infect deck go down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like that, though. It be like that.
Mm-hmm.
It do. And, like, even worse, like, video games. Because for video games, you don't even really have to go down to the store or to your buddy's house or have people come over. You can just play video games. But I found myself watching some video games that I don't have.
I cannot talk to you.
I was out there playing a Star Wars game. It looks awesome.
Stop.
I was like, stop, I wish it. I had this sitting in bed with my phone, like, watching other people play. I'm so deprived of the nerd culture that I crave.
This is the saddest masturbating ever.
That must be why they created those things for people like you. You are everything they've ever wanted. Oh, you are everything they've ever wanted.
I thought I was different. No. I thought I was like doing it, but shamefully. And everyone else was like, yeah, throw the Twitch up on the big screen. We're going to get some wings. We're going to get a couple beers. We're going to watch this match of Modern Masters or whatever.
No,
it's me. That's just the sad people.
You're just the sad people.
You've joined the ranks.
Yep.
Well, now I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, though.
You can take them down from the inside.
What are you talking about?
I don't think it works like that, Leander.
We went to a different place. I'm not trying to crumble Twitch. I'm happy. I'm happy. It gives me that.
Are you
that
happy?
Catharsis.
I think the whole point is that you're not happy.
I'm not happy. I just want to play games all day, all the time.
So hard to see the Twitch when your eyes are full of tears, staring at your phone in the dark under the sheets without pants on for some reason. It's just not good.
It's just how I sleep, okay?
Oh, I remember.
That's right, that convention we did.
Mm-hmm. Lou, I don't mind, but why have I seen your balls like 5 times? Like, once, maybe, okay.
Cut that out.
Nope.
All right.
Okay.
So, Tim?
Yes.
How are you?
I am well. I am fine.
Just going home to some pancakes tonight.
Getting some pancakes. Mm,
which is not the same as sex, but it's pancakes.
I mean, I'll take the pancakes.
Either way.
I'll take cool. those.
I win either
I'll
way.
Take those pancakes.
At least you don't have to cuddle with the pancakes. Am I right, folks?
Hey. Pancakes don't put their cold ass up against me in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying? The pancakes, they're warm, they love me.
Oh,
worst
geez.
People
yep.
in history. Us.
Yeah.
Yep. These are the chronicles of our voyages.
Let's do the news.
Yeah,
wanna
news.
Do news.
Let's do it.
What? You guys are pumped to do the news? Who are you?
Not pumped. I think we gave
sufficient enough amount of.
We did not talk
lead
about
in.
The election that
nope.
happens tomorrow.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
No,
we did not.
So who are you voting for?
Stop it! Stop it! Moving
Stop.
On.
We're not
Moving
doing
on.
It.
We're not
news.
Voting.
News.
I'm
wow.
voting.
News.
I'm voting. Whoa.
News.
All right.
I'm just saying I'm voting.
Yeah, me too.
Don't be one of those people who complains and then doesn't vote.
Oh snap!
That's like
you're the worst kind of person.
It is. It is.
A waste of my time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're doing the comic book news, not the
yeah, not
election.
The political.
We're
nothing.
Not doing that.
It's not kind of a podcast we are. What podcast we are?
It's not the kind of powwow we're doing.
Powwow.
It's not the kind of party we're invited to.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
It's good. It is good. So, I'm going to start with... I don't know. Which one you want me to start with, Leander?
Power Rangers.
Power Rangers? Well, the Power Rangers... No, I've got nothing on the Power Rangers.
Really? Because I
Isn't
saw
it? Me too! I loved it!
Oh, get out.
Stop it.
I was like... I was tricked for the first 20
yes,
seconds of the
trailer. Yes,
I was
me
tricked
too.
Into thinking it was a good movie.
Me too.
And then... I realized what was happening gradually, nope. Which I guess if that's what you want,
I want
it. You're getting more and more excited.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, wait a sec.
No.
Oh. And I was like, oh, my God, they all have the same superpower. What is this? Oh, God, it's this stupid Power Rangers.
You had no idea. No, you had no idea. Blindsided. Loved it. I love that. I was blindsided. That's why it's going to be the best movie of 2017. Ooh. Because
the
you're
best movie.
You wait.
Next year.
You wait. You wait. I'm
it
telling
be
you.
Good.
But I'm telling you.
It might be a little bit of a.
It's gonna be in the top three. It's in the top three.
Is there like a star? Is there a Star Wars movie next year? There has to be, right?
No, it's December of this year.
See, that's why the Power Rangers is gonna take it over.
December. I mean, it could still win.
Power Rangers is gonna take it over in 2017. There's too much nostalgia, and the way they did it is so modern. It's so not what you expected. It looks like a regular movie that's going to be fantastic, and it just happens to be Power Rangers.
There are no way those both of those things are true.
They are. You'll see. How many predictions have gone wrong so far that I've made?
Oh, I'm not brave enough to say that.
Exactly. Zero. All right, so we'll see what happens.
Okay, anyway.
Well, let's go. Speaking of your predictions, you're in the news here. The Vision.
Yes.
It ended.
Yep.
Was it the greatest book of all time?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. What else do you want? I don't
know. There's no argument.
I was hoping you'd elaborate.
Oh, elaboration. It's just fact. He did it. He nailed it. He made the best comic of 2016. So
I wondered if it ended well just because he left Marvel. I didn't know how, you know, tied his
It ended well enough. It ended well enough. I mean, again, the issue being that I already knew that only Girl Vision was going to be alive.
Spoilers.
Yeah. Like, it's spoilers because they already made a book about her in The Champions. So it's already spoiled.
Triple spoilers. Don't read anything Marvel until Civil War is done.
Yeah, don't
so
read.
Stupid.
Do not read Marvel at all.
So many of their books are spoiling their own event.
Yeah, so I already knew that she was going to make it, and that the Vision was going to be alive still too after that whole situation, which means that there would be a lack of a couple of other Visions. Mm. So
lack of Vision, people.
Lack of Visions. It was very emotional still at the very end. So the mom,
you loved
did
the mom.
Exactly what she needed to do at the end. It was exactly what we thought, and not what I thought. It was just amazing. It was very emotional.
So in your top 10 all time, how high up does it rank?
Top 10 of everything I've ever read.
Yeah.
It's got to be like 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
What's number 1?
I don't know yet. That's why I put it at 2.
There is no number 1. We're still waiting.
Yeah. Right. There's one day we'll
but
be at
whenever
number
it
one.
Is.
Jubilee will be in it. So
okay. That's why we're waiting. I got it. Okay. One day somebody's going to write the greatest Jubilee book ever.
It's going to be called The Last X-Man.
We could do that. Marvel can hire us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening.
Marvel.
We're your people.
To do it.
I want to write a comic one day.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. When I get rich.
Mm. Oh, snap.
It's a weird condition.
Well, there's a lot of things I want to do when I get rich. Eventually,
look at all this money!
that's the point. The point is get rich enough so you don't have to work, so you can be your own Patreon.
Whoa, your own Richard J. Patreon.
That's right. Just feeding it right
your name
back.
To
like
Richard
the snake
J.
that
Patreon.
Bites its own tail. You're just rolling down that hill.
Don't tread on
money.
Lou.
Not that snake. There's two different snakes.
Oh, jeez.
Good times. So I'll move on.
Right, Visions, number 1 book of 2016. Got it.
Well, and number 2 book of all time.
Yes.
Second only to an undetermined number 1.
Yes.
It's a spoiler for our Golden Leanders, which is coming soon. Whoa! So this happened a little bit ago. This happened October 22nd, but since we haven't talked about it, Steve Dillon died.
Yeah.
That was really sad. Steve Dillon is the artist who drew Preacher. And he's known for probably his two big things as Preacher and Punisher. And he was 54. Just sad.
Do we know what happened?
It's reported that his appendix ruptured.
Ooh.
And he had first thought he just had food poisoning. So, Yeah, he died October 22nd in New York City.
That's like the worst thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. I was very surprised. Very, very surprised.
Yeah, anytime you get sick, just go to the hospital.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. Depressing.
Yeah.
And I love Preacher. Preacher's like my favorite book of all time. And his Punisher stuff was pretty good too.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Is Preacher the show still going on?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, because I have not heard anything about it.
I watched the whole first season. It's okay.
It is? Okay.
So it's kind of weird because the first season is kind of a prequel, but you don't realize that right away.
Okay.
You think they're just taking a weird take on it.
Ah.
But the end of it, and this is not really a spoiler, the end of the season begins on the first page of the first issue.
See.
Right. So they went a long ways around to set up a bunch of things. There's part of it I really like. A lot of like weird things about weirder characters that didn't really make sense in the book that they you're just like, oh, that person's friggin' weird. It's like, well, here's a little explanation on why that could be.
Hmm.
So if they follow the book pretty good from here on out, it might be a very good show.
Hmm. So tepid review of the prequel season?
It's okay. It doesn't tell me if it's going to do what I want it to do yet.
Okay.
But everything looks correct. The characters look good.
All right.
The Santa Killer shows up.
You know, I still haven't read Preacher.
Dude, you should read Preacher.
I know. I've been telling people I should read Preacher for 10 years.
Wow.
I'm going to read a lot. I'm telling you.
If you can find someone reading it on Twitch, like a camera over their shoulder, and you just read at the same pace.
I should be reading Preacher instead of watching people play Magic. I know that. I know that's what I should be doing.
Yep.
It's not a rational thing.
You said that like a little kid.
It's not a rational thing, Mom.
Mom, get out of watching Twitch. I mean, what are you doing in the bathroom? I'm watching Twitch.
You are a sad little boy, Lou.
Moving on.
Yep, next news.
I guess. We could dwell on the depressing news.
Cyborg Superman is going to show up on CW's Supergirl. The reason that I think this is interesting is the fact that Cyborg Superman is a big part of the Supergirl comic that is going right now. That's only like 2 or 3 issues in. And it's kind of a cool thing that their timing of putting him into the show and him actually being all of a sudden a bigger part of her book. It's good timing, and I like that. And you never see that, ever. Mm. It could just be a happy coincidence, but...
Sure. That's pretty cool. Probably not.
It's probably not. I don't watch that show. I just thought it'd be good things to talk about.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, I don't watch...
I saw the Flash episode, because it's on Netflix. I saw Supergirl was on Netflix... And then I'm like, I don't want to watch this, but I want to see Flash. So I went right to the one episode where Flash is there, and then that's it.
Did you like that episode?
It was all right.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
It happened. Like, there's characters I really like that are showing up on Supergirl.
Yeah.
And it's like, I still... Like, I love the Martian Manhunter.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that show.
Is he?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
And so is Miss Martian?
Miss Martian.
It's like Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
No, that's not it. That's the wrong one. Probably not right. Oh, she's there.
That's a weird choice for Miss Martian to be in Supergirl.
I mean, if they, I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know why they chose to. We'll see.
I don't know. Could be anything. Wizard World fired an executive, and they're suing him for an alleged $1 million in stolen celebrity merchandise.
What?
This is a very cool story, unless you're that guy. Chief Marketing Officer was the title for Stephen Seamus, as I believe how the name
Seamus
said.
Sounds right.
What was that? Was that racism?
Whoa!
Seamus sounds right?
Wow.
Sounds like a no good name?
Jeez. Sounds like shame.
Well, that's just mean. Okay. Sorry, I misjudged.
Yes, I'm just being mean.
God, Lou.
God.
He illegally obtained and sold autographed merchandise from the people he booked on the Wizard World tours.
How is it illegal?
Yeah.
I'm guessing he asked for promotional materials or something to give that. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I'm guessing he got these things from them, like, oh, Leander, you're the big star. Can I have X of these to
yes,
hand out?
May.
Okay. But then he they're not actually giving them out, and I'm like, hey, Lou, $20, you're going to have this autographed 8x10 of Leander. Mm.
So I wonder, you know, what the benefit is to suing him. It's like, are they claiming that they lost income because he was selling extra signed photos or something like
that? See, I don't know if that's exactly what it was. That's the example that came to mind for me. But basically, this guy blew all that money. So whatever money he made, he does really? Not have it.
Oh, he's a mess.
That's the claim. Yeah, no.
Because I can see, you know, you got a little thing. You're running Wizard World. You're probably, you know, you're not rich. You're not getting rich off this, but you're probably making a good middle class salary. And then, you know, you take a couple autographs on the side, you buy them off. A
little something, something.
Unless it was, like, literally tons of it.
And I mean,
you know, I don't know. It's clearly a conflict of interest. Yeah. There's no doubt that they should have fired him. But I don't know if they're going to get $1 million bucks.
Yeah, no way. I don't think so.
That's nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't think that guy made $1 million selling, you know, Lou Ferrigno's fucking autographs.
No, probably not Lou Ferrigno.
No argument there. Your Honor, I present Exhibit A, 52 cases of Lou Ferrigno signed photos worth a market value of $92.25.
Maybe they were pictures of Lou Ferrigno, but they were signed by Adam West.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
So you could play with it a little bit. You know.
Your Honor, I wasn't very good at this.
Or no, you'd be like, very rare Lou Ferrigno signed by Adam West when Adam West was coked out of his mind from an after party.
That I was there with him.
I was there. I saw the whole thing.
Don't ask any more questions.
Just give me $1 million. I need to blow this before I get sued. To the trunk somewhere, like at the end of the Shawshank Redemption in the field.
Such a good movie.
All right. Maybe that's what was in the Capes and Skulls trailer that got blown up. It was just illicit autographs.
It was all Lou Ferrigno photos signed by Adam West.
What a collector's item.
Starfallwebcomic.com. There you go. So, I have one more piece of news. And I want your opinion on this. It's a pretty interesting idea.
I love giving people my opinion.
I know you do. So, DC... DC has a book coming out. Do you remember Commandy?
Yes.
The book that...
I remember seeing it in the...
Kirby did it when he left Marvel. It's like a Planet of the Apes-style kind of book where he's the last boy on Earth, and there's kind of like these mutant people. Some look more like... They all kind of look like different animals and things like that. They're doing a new book, 12-issue limited series. Each issue has a different writer and a different artist on it. So the first writer-artist team write the story, set the world up, and leave it on a cliffhanger. Every team beyond that will resolve that other team's cliffhanger and then leave another one until you get to the end. Mm. So they're playing telephone with this book. Do you like this idea, or do you think it's the worst idea ever?
Mm. Well, I mean, I think as a creative exercise, it's awesome. And that's like something I would want to do. Mm-hmm. As far as... One thing that really bothers me is... when the artist changes every book, and that was with the Wolverine.
Yes, I was just going to say that. Yep, perfect.
It's the story was pretty solid, but it just something about it throws you off because you know you could. I think you can mask the inconsistencies in writing if the book looks the same. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, maybe a writer changed, they have a little bit different of a style, but like you're looking at the same book, so it still feels like the same book. I think if you're changing up the writer and you're changing up the artist, it's going to be like you're reading a different comic every week. And I don't know.
They so I don't have the list in front of me, but they picked really good writers and really good artists for this, but there is definitely drastic changes in style.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, even if all the artwork's great and done really well in that artist's style, it's still going to look like a different book.
Mm-hmm. I guess it depends. I mean, the Wolverines is, like, that was different because they didn't let us know that was going to happen.
Right.
This, if they really are saying, like, the first page, by the way, every single issue is going to look different and be written differently.
You know what you're getting into.
And you know what you're getting into. So Wolverines is was so different.
Right, so if you're so bothered by that kind of a thing, of an art change, like I know you are, Leander, a lot of times, then you can just opt out.
Right.
Which is probably for the best. But there's I was going to check out the first issue and just see how it was and then debate if I was going to be all in. But I think I'm going to be all in anyways. Because there's a couple writer-artist teams that I just want to see. Especially Tom King, the guy who wrote Vision, and is like the guy at DC.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do it with Kevin Eastman, the guy who created and draws Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's pretty cool.
That will look nothing like the other artwork.
No, no.
But I like those two things, and I'm curious to see what that'll look like.
That actually does sound really good.
Yeah. So,
did
check it out.
Did Shards of Babylon ever finish?
It just finished. As of this recording, it finished like a week ago.
Huh. I guess someone hasn't been putting it in my bin, because I have issue 1 and 2.
So, funny story, if we're going to air this out, they didn't send us any copies of the last issue of Sheriff of Babylon. It's Diamond's fault. I'm sorry, Diamond, don't hurt us. And they should come in this week.
Oh, cool.
But by the time I put this up, it's last week.
What issue is it?
12. 12's last
okay.
issue.
Okay, I have issue 1 and 2.
Oh!
So I don't know if we can really blame Diamond on this one.
Well,
I'm not sure if the buck really stops there.
I guess. I guess we'll have to talk about that.
I guess that'll be a Patreon special.
Fight about it. Well, I know it's one of two things, and they're both not appropriate for air, so...
I think at this point, I'll just probably get the trade.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 12 and done?
Yes.
Then that sounds like Trade Town.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to be hunting down
second
printings of issue 3 or something like that.
So. No way.
I like trades, man. Like, trades are just easier to read. I love having issues. I love it. I really do. But now I'm going to be moving.
Right.
And that's really, kicks you in the butt a little bit, because you're like, I got all these short boxes, I got all these long boxes,
Yeah, I enjoy trades. I'm starting to buy a lot more trades.
Yeah.
Because I find so many more issues, it's like, I like these issues, I enjoyed them. Maybe I'll reread them one more time. But
yeah,
like,
in my life.
But I don't need them.
Yeah.
They can go.
Yeah.
And make room for, I don't know, something stupid.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely more, there's always more of a likelihood that I'm going to reread a trade that's on my bookshelf next to my bed, then I'm going to go into my short boxes and hunt down every issue of Ex Machina from 1 to 60 or something like that, Like,
is it hard to read a trade from the dim light from your cell phone while you're watching Twitch while you're masturbating with no pants on?
I mean, it's definitely easier than doing it with pants on.
That's a good answer.
I don't know, I feel like I read mostly my single issues. Like, I never go back to my trades.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't work for me that way. Like, I'd rather just pull out them. Because then I also don't, I just read a random, like, comic. I don't like, I need to read 1 through 16.
Okay.
I'll just,
so
I like
you're
this.
You're coming out from a, you're like.
I just like the story, like,
pick
everything.
Up,
that, yeah, pick
up
it up.
This little slice of story.
And just be amazed by what's happening here.
Wow, not me.
And just
I
love.
Totally opposite. I gotta stack them up. In order,
yeah,
wait for it to build up, and then just like, crush it that way.
No way.
Interesting.
Oh, very different. Two comic readers.
Yeah.
Totally different styles.
Whoa.
I think I have less problem getting rid of a trade to make space.
Hmm.
Like issues, I think I get too attached because there's the collector in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotta have them all. It's like, no, this trade can go to hell. It's not worth anything.
Yeah.
Ding and dent. I don't care.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's the other thing is. They don't have the collectible value yet. One day they might.
Some of the original trades, like Marvel put out in like the 60s, and well, probably the 70s, some of those are actually pretty valuable.
Yeah.
But you got to find the right ones.
Sure.
Yeah, and none of my comic books are collectible anything, so I just...
No, you just...
I just grab it, I just put like a little claw, goes into a box, and there's a bunch of like paper and books, thingies, and I pull something out and I start reading it.
Basically wrapping paper at this point. Oh, by the way, I have a book I have to return to you.
Yeah?
That I never read.
Okay.
Dash.
You never read it?
No.
Ooh.
Wow, that's really
sad. Sorry, Dave.
Sorry, Dave.
Oh, I'll read it. I won't give it back to you.
Sorry, Dave. Not
he's
sorry.
Not giving it back and he's not reading it. We love you, Dave.
That was a double hit.
Dave, you're the best. Do you know his stuff to plug his stuff right off the top of your head?
What, Dave Ebersole?
Yeah.
Dave Ebersole. Look it up on Google,
people.
Well,
at least spell it.
Ebersole. Look it up online, people.
Okay. All right.
Well, hearty plug.
Was Dash Northwest Press?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so if you look on Northwest Press website, you can probably find it.
Is there IDWs? Does that mean something?
IDW?
Yeah.
I don't think that book was IDW.
All right, I'm just making stuff up.
Sure. Hey, if it was, I'm wrong.
Yep.
That's why you got to Google it. We've just confirmed. You Google things.
Dave Ebersol. It's how you learn. If you want to learn about the book that Lou hasn't read yet, do Dave Ebersol dash.
It's a game. Can you order the book, get the book in,
and read
the book
before Lou
does?
I'm reading it tonight. No way.
Take a picture of yourself with the book, and we'll post it on our Twitter page at Capes and Scales.
That's fair.
And Lou will retweet every single one.
I will, and I always say, truly, I've been shamed. Except it's not going to happen because I'm going to read it later. I'm not. I have too much to do. I'll read it tomorrow.
There's a chance.
Here we go. Do it fast.
All right. Well, does anybody have a book to review?
No.
In a way.
That's interesting. Let's go with that.
Let's see what happens.
Okay. So I'm going to be real honest with everybody. I haven't been reading a lot of comics lately. I've only been reading one comic. But this one comic, it's not an East to West.
It's
actually,
Southern Bastards.
Can you just wait?
No,
wow,
I'm very anxious.
Tell a story.
You would have guessed by context clues because I saved up this book for two years.
I know what it is.
So that I had probably 40 issues of it laying around, and I've just been just jamming through it.
24 months, but go on.
Maybe longer then.
Yeah, maybe.
Like 3 years.
Definitely more if you have 40-ish.
Yeah.
I can confirm.
That's
how
that
monks work.
Is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what. I think I missed doing that. Like, I missed the consistency of a series that just lasts for that many issues. And really has... It's not the best book I've ever read. But it's so consistently good that I'm always amazed that every one I go through, I'm like, you know, there's no boring issues. It's a standard of quality that's really good. It's consistent. You know, everything just, it flows well. It ties into each other. They have a lot of different plot lines because they have the time to stretch out all those plot lines and to sort of like intertwine them as the book goes on. And, I'm up to issue 60 now, which I think is the most recent one, and it's just been good all the way. So I would say my recommendation is, get the trades or catch up on it, because it just is a continuously quality book. And I thought a couple times about dropping it, you know, when times were lean or whatever, but I'm glad I didn't, and I'm glad I decided to just jump back in and said, hey, let's check this out, because it was a really good run.
If you're going to buy that in trade, there is a new, like, compendium style book that they've been, or format that they've been putting out for you to get there a little quicker.
Yeah, nice. Compendiums are always a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so totally recommend Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and that's a little surprising for me to say.
Mm-hmm.
But
I like it. So I got one book, and I did review it on the for Team Ashen on theirs. But that review got messed up, and they had to redo the video. So I don't know that everybody who subscribes got to hear that review specifically, so I'm just going to talk about it again. The Unworthy Thor, number one, a miniseries focusing on Odin's son and what is going on with him while Lady Thor is out doing things with the hammer. So, that didn't sound good at all. this book focuses on him just being kind of destructive, just getting into fights. It starts with him in the future, and we're trying to flash back to the events that got him to this point, where he is stuck on this land, and he can't get off, and he is being attacked constantly, just overwhelmed by just too many people fighting with him. He's strong with that battle axe he has, but it's nothing like when he was Thor. They still have not revealed what happened in Original Sin.
Wow!
Yes, it's amazing.
So crazy.
Wow, I've been out of the Marvel game
for
a little bit.
Sure.
I got to give it to them for really stretching that out.
So, exactly.
Maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't even.
Well,
maybe they forgot.
No idea.
They forgot it even happened.
So this is, they're like, wait a sec.
Why is Thor happening?
Why can't he get it? They just draw him with the hammer and they're like, whoa, no, what are you doing? Oh, I forgot about that.
I forgot he doesn't do that anymore.
Give him the axe.
Why doesn't he?
So this actually ties a lot of things together really well. Jason Aaron, who wrote Original Sin and has been writing Thor since a while.
Yeah.
He's writing this as, again. They even tie together Secret Wars things, the Thor's miniseries, which I did not read, but I had somebody explain it to me because I said, I don't know. Someone help me. And they did. And this is really good. He is on a quest. He knows he can't lift the hammer, but he finds out that there's another hammer.
Mm.
And it's because of Secret Wars that there's another hammer.
What?
I believe it's the ultimate Thor's hammer is on Old Asgard.
Old Asgard.
Which is different than New Asgard. And he can go there and try to get that hammer to become Thor as well.
Mm.
Is the idea.
Double Thors.
There's one thing and one thing only. Like, the book was good. I may or may not have continued it. There's one thing that really hooked me. This character shows up midway through, who is, I believe, a new character. And they tease, revealing what was said in Original Sin.
Stop.
And this guy shows up and completely cuts it off. And he is like an evil watcher kind of character. Where he's like, oh, I watched everything too. And he's like, just go over here and go get that hammer. It's over there. Go get it. Like, stops everything. And I was like, you bastards. Teasing us with this and not revealing it. So, I think since they did that, they will probably reveal at some point. He'll go on this quest. He'll probably lose.
Wait. So there's an evil watcher type guy who tells him about the other hammer.
Right.
But we don't know this guy. We haven't seen
him. Don't know this guy. Thinking
it's Loki, maybe? Sounds like a pretty Loki thing.
Feels very Loki-ish.
I mean, maybe it is.
Dress up as a guy and tell him to go find it.
And the last couple pages are fantastic, and I don't want to spoil them. But I'll tell you this, one of my all-time favorite characters shows up in this book. So if you want to know who one of my all-time favorite characters is, just go to the last couple pages of this book. I really liked it. I'm curious to see what happens, but if they don't reveal this Original Sin stuff soon, I just can't care. I can't make myself care, you know? It's been too long.
Yeah.
For just a quick question. Are you talking about this person right here?
Yeah.
We know who that is.
Do we?
Everyone knows who that is.
I don't know who that is.
If you read Original Sin, you know exactly who that is.
I don't remember.
You have to know who that is.
Okay, I don't.
Do I? Let me look. Sorry, gang, you can't see this.
Oh, it's audio!
If you read Original Sins, you have to know who that is.
Really?
I'll tell you after the podcast is over.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I remember, but I forget.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Well, good. There's even more mystery in Unworthy Thor. People who pay better attention than I do, or at least retain information longer. So, that's it. You guys got anything else, or we'll wrap her up?
Let's wrap it up.
Did we,
always double bag that shit.
Did we plug the comic book store at 30 North Main Street in Glassboro, New Jersey?
We just did.
There it is, the comic book store.
Aw, snap.
The place to buy comic books.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I'll plug my band. Check out highcouncil.net. That's my band. Just listen to it. Just go on there. Just go to your little computer machine. Put your little fingers on the keyboard.
Wow,
highcouncil.net.
Well, we're talking about a preschooler, so it makes
sense. Oh, no.
Oh, callback.
Oh, no.
You guys are on Spotify, too, right?
We are on Spotify, and we're on iTunes and Apple Music, and we're called High Council.
Do you remember that time we told you to plug your stuff and we yelled at you for plugging your stuff?
Yeah, yes, that was horrible.
It was fantastic.
Anyway, there it is. And go vote.
Yeah, you better have voted the other day.
You better have voted. Not that
before.
We talk about that on
no.
the show.
You should have voted one last week when this happened.
Yeah. Actually, no, yeah. So don't. My advice isn't to go vote. My advice is to feel guilty for not voting.
Yes,
you
right.
didn't.
Yes.
I know you didn't. But I bet you have opinions about things.
Yeah.
The worst.
What were you doing instead of voting?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Nothing.
Cheetos.
Oh, jeez.
Cheetos are involved.
Pancakes.
So hungry for pancakes.
Gotta go get those pancakes.
All right, let's go.
All right, bye.